Dr. Sabir Tyrion office note on patient Mary Campbell, CAMPBELL, Mary, MARY. Date of birth is 1/3/1949. Date of service 8/27/2024. Pupil of the patient is 75-year-old white female, presenting to my office because she was found to have bilateral kidney cysts on an ultrasound, and she was worried and wanted a second opinion. Pupil. Her past medical history includes 1 hypertension, next diabetes mellitus type 2, next hyperlipidemia, next psoriatic arthritis, next psoriasis, next recurrent UTI, next asthma, next seasonal allergies, next anxiety, next chronic constipation, next anemia, suspect blood transfusion, next COPD. Pure paragraph, past surgical history includes tonsillectomy, next hysterectomy, next bilateral knee surgery, next hernia repair times 3. Pure paragraph, allergies, she's allergic to folic acid, she gets a rash. Pure paragraph, social history, patient currently lives alone, had total of four kids. She's an active smoker, occasional alcohol use, no drug use. She currently works part-time at a venue. Pure paragraph, family history, unknown, patient is adopted. Pure paragraph, review of system reveals sinus headaches, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. She does have cough. She uses a nebulizer at home. No nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no heartburn. She has chronic constipation, no diarrhea. She has dark stools when she takes iron. No melena reported, no nocturia. She has no straining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying, occasional leg swelling. She takes torsemide occasionally. Pure paragraph, for other systems that reveal are negative. Pure paragraph, immunization. She took 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Pure paragraph. Current medications include Breztri, Irosphere, a nebulizer, celecoxib, cyclobenzaprine, desvenlafaxine, escitalopram, furosulfate, Taltz, Linzess, losartan, methenamine, hippurate, montelukast, pioglitazone, potassium chloride, rosuvastatin, Januvia, temazepam, and torsemide. Pure paragraph, physical exam. She weighs 134 pounds, blood pressure 122/55, heart rate 70, temperature 97.7, autocet is 93% on room air. General appearance in non-acute dyslexia, CNT, pupils are reactive to lateral accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous retention bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no deep paragraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, no S1S2, no murmurs heard, no friction heard, lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or visits heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no garry rebound or rigidity extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, no the neuro exam, not focal. Investigations, no laboratory available to me. Ultrasound, she does have bilateral kidney cysts that are benign, both neck 1, period paragraph. Assessment and plan, acquired cystic kidney disease with benign, simple appearing cysts in both kidneys. Patient was reassured. We may repeat the ultrasound in 1 year for stability and to make sure there is no growth, period. Paragraph next, we are going to assess her kidney function as she has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension, diabetes, and use of COX-2 inhibitors, mainly celecoxib, which she was urged to discontinue, as it may also be contributing to her GI bleed. We're going to do a minimal workup. I'll see patient back in televisit in a couple of weeks to discuss the results. Next diagnosis include hypertension, controlled in the office, next diabetes mellitus type 2, apparently controlled, next hyperlipidemia, next psoriatic arthritis, next psoriasis, next recurrent UTI, controlled with methenamine, hippurate treatment, next asthma, COPD, seasonal allergies, she takes nebulizer treatment. Next hyperlipidemia, she takes rosuvastatin. Period paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in 2 weeks in televisit to discuss the results of her workup and the report. Thanks.